What is she doing, actually doing? You know, she goes to the closet and gets some things out.
Dressing up.
Okay, so you'd say dresses.
Dress
up? Mm-hmm. All right. And let's see. You have a small, cedar in, a small leather container with a glass on it that you would carry your money in, especially women. And what would you call it?
A purse?
Yeah. If it was big, if it was smaller, what would you might, can you call it something else?
Pocketbook?
What would you, some people who wear jewelry, women, what might they wear around their wrist?
A bracelet.
Okay. Suppose there are a lot of little things on a string strung around your neck. Can you call those a...
Well, a lot of people call them beads.
Okay. Would you call them anything else?
Necklace.
All right. What do men sometimes use to hold up their pants?
Suspenders.
Okay. And what do you use when it rains? I better not say it.
An umbrella.
Okay. And what do you have this white nice thing on?
Bedspread.
All right. And what do you use? What is this?
A pillow.
Okay. Now here's a different one. If you had a pillow, but it went clear across the bed and it was long, what would you call it?
I don't know anything yet, but a pillow.
Okay. Well, if something did go across the bed, you would say it goes
all the way across. Let's see. I don't know.
Okay, well, if somebody went all, you were looking on the top of a hill and you could see the lake at the bottom, and you saw a person go, get in the lake and cross it, and go a long way and finally get to the other end, and a friend came up to you and said, well, what have they done? You would say, well, they just went
all the way across.
Okay, well, that's close enough. let's see, I don't want to, you stop me in a minute if you want, or you can stop right now. All right, if it's real cold, you might put on a cover that has some kind of batting in it. You call that a, it's thick. It's not, just cotton spread.
And let's see, it would be flannel or something?
Well, a lot of older ladies make it, especially in the mountains sometimes. They all get together and
quilt.
Right. Okay. Do you have any other names for it if it's much, much heavier?
Comfort? Well, yeah, a heavy one would be a comfort. That's heavier than a quilt.
Okay. If it didn't have, if it was lined, would it have a different name?
No.
Okay.
Because you line or quilt too.
Okay, if you got a bed on a floor, it's not a sleeping bag, you would call that a?
A pallet.
Okay. And let's see, if you had, like, they just had a big crop come in and point in here, the corn crop, and you would say that soil was very...
Very good.
Okay, that's the meaning of it, but there's another word for it. Maybe fancier, I don't know. If the soil were really black and things grew out of it very well.
Rich?
Well,
no, I would, no, that wouldn't go with that.
It starts with an F.
Now, repeat the question again. Let me think
it out. If you got a big crop from a field, you would say it's because the soil is very...
It just ain't coming in my mind. I got several things in there, but I'm afraid.
Yeah. Would it begin with an F? Does that help you? An F?
Only thing that I would say that was a full crop or fine crop.